eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood.
Once a week, All Soccer Meets. You can find them on Main Drag in Audubon, Minnesota. Brings to you an opportunity to have all your meat-related questions answered by none other than Spencer Wirt, the meat dude. Normally on a Thursday, but we're taking him on a Friday. If I could find the system. There it is. Hi, Spencer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tyler?
Doing well. Hey, it's Friday. That makes things a little bit better when we're talking on a Friday.
Yeah, I got bumped up a level, like primetime Friday afternoon, Thursday or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this is primetime, brother. Everybody's listening, just waiting for that 5 o'clock punch out. They're sending in the rock request at 35270, and there's a lot of them today. If you had two credits put into your touch tunes at your local watering hole, what's the song that Spencer Wirt would play?
Oh my gosh, that is. We could spend 20 minutes deciding that.
Well, I got
we could
time.
Spend the whole show figuring that out.
Well, give me an artist, and we'll play that on your out this time.
Oh, gosh. Tyler Childers.
Oh, good pull. All right, I'm in. I was just listening to Tyler Childers the other day. Good stuff. Okay, we're going to play some of that on the way out. Now we know a little bit more about the man that is the meat dude. I would be happy to hear that at a watering hole with you, Spencer, all right? You want to take some questions from listeners at 35270?
Sure, let's do it.
Tyler, question for the meat dude. In your opinion, what cut of steak is best on a gas grill? How thick should you have your steak cut to at the butcher for grilling?
Grilling, whether it be gas or charcoal, really any of the three middle meats would be a great option. That's ribeye strip or sirloin strip, of course. Would also be a T-bone if the bone is left in there. Me personally, I'm not a fan of leaving the bone and stuff, but there's a lot of people out there who prefer T-bones. Thickness is kind of your preference. My go-to is always an inch, just because I think it's the perfect middle grounds where you can get a consistent cook in a short period of time. If you like things really rare, you can go a little thicker. If you like stuff, you know, medium to done, then thinner is the way to go. But at the end of the day, you can create this same degree of doneness no matter the thickness of the steak. It's just essentially helping you cook how thick you get that steak so that it takes longer for that, you know, directly in the center to get to your degree of doneness. So inch thick is my go-to, probably a ribeye. Did that answer all the questions?
I believe so. Well done. An extra day's rest would serve you well. 35270, Tyler, ask the meat man if he likes steak Diane. Last week we missed him. Okay, remember, we ended, I thought maybe this was one of those Urban Dictionary things. Glad to find out it wasn't. So we looked up Steak Diane after you were out. And it's a pan-fried beefsteak with sauce made from seasoned pan juices, which I thought sounded weird. So that's the crux of it. I see photos. It almost looks like what I would say is almost like a brown gravy look to it with like mushrooms on top of a steak. So the question is, do you like that idea?
So I forgot to look up Steak Diane too. It sounds kind of like a restaurant term, if I'm not mistaken, not necessarily a butcher term. But no, I don't. I if it's a plain steak, I'm not a fan of gravy on it. Granted, what you just described is utilizing the fats and flavors that get stuck on the pan in order to make the gravy, which is the best way to make gravy if you are so doing so. But no, I would prefer a steak, not Diane, and just a normal steak.
All right. So you're telling me that if somebody came out, and this isn't a steak, Diane, but you have one of those nice ribeyes you just described, and somebody said, you know what, let's throw some Asiago cheese, maybe some peppercorn on there, and have some of that white sauce. You're saying, no, just let it be. Let beef be beef.
let beef be beef unless it's in, you know, like a burrito shell or something. Then I'm all for whatever you want to put in it. But if I'm just eating steak itself, I just want to eat steak.
35270. Tyler, question for the media. Does he have a pan sauce with the drippings?
That depends on what I'm cooking. If it's like a prime rib, then yeah, we're using the drippings to make a sauce. But a steak, if you're grilling it, you can't collect that stuff anyways. So yeah,
very good.
I think that's my answer. That's my final answer.
The answer is yes, he
if
does.
If I'm cooking prime rib, yes.
Just
and roast, yes. But no to steak.
You keep any of the fat, like if you're grilling up, you know, hamburger, right? And let's say it's like 20, 80, whatever it might be. So you got the grease, the fat. You doing anything with that, or are you putting that in a strainer and tossing it?
I do not dump any fat out of the pan, no matter what dish I'm making. And how fatty my ground beef is, that fat stays in the dish. And I have, you know, when I first got married and told my wife to leave all that fat in there, there was a discussion had, but I have yet, the household of the words now leaves all the fat in everything that we cook, because fat isn't bad for you and it's full of flavor. So yeah,
you let that fat rest, you let it be.
Yeah, it's in the dish, I eat it. Yeah. Everything that I paid for is going in my stomach.
You know what's impressive is you had a discussion that was had, and it sounds like you actually won. You've become a hero amongst men right now, Spencer. Yeah, Worth the meat, dude.
I don't know if it's a true win, but it was settled upon. Both sides won, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well, there. We're learning a lot about you as the person today. I appreciate that. All right, you obviously aren't like in that butcher situation now where people are coming in, buying over the counter from you. But how much thought goes into a display at a butcher shop saying, okay, well, if we have the rounds here, what's going to look real good next to that is the sirloin? Or is it just, hey, throw it out there and they're going to come and buy it anyway?
No, I think there is an art, and I think guys in that retail setting that man the counter, they take pride in the presentation that they give to the customer. And it's it's marketing 101. Different ways that you present information to the consumer will influence their purchasing decisions. So yeah, there is thought, there's etiquette, there's showmanship, there's all of that that goes into that cooler. Okay. On a fresh retail side, for sure.
Tyler, the meat dude went until after the wedding to spring that on his beloved. That is brave. Comes in at 35270.
Brave or smart? I don't know.
No, I don't think very many people are saying that was a smart decision. I think we're still taken aback that you prevailed.
Oh yeah.
You let that grease stew right in that pan. You'll think.
Well,
I
didn't word it like that.
No, I know. That's why I don't ever win these arguments, because that's how I word them. That's the demeanor when I'm approaching a conversation, and that's why I lose all of them. Tyler, can Spencer Wirt, the meat dude, explain fresh ground beef?
Fresh ground beef, meaning not frozen, usually depending on where you're buying it, what that label is, and if it's a retail shop, usually that's going to mean that they ground it in-house, so fresh meaning that day, the day before, sometime within probably a 1 to 2 day period. And yeah, it's essentially just trimming. So anything that they cut into roast that didn't make a roast, or cut into steak that didn't make a steak, gets thrown into the grinder and ground up for fresh ground beef.
Very good. Another question for you. This one, I've got in my mind how you're going to answer this. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'll just wait and see if I'm right. Tyler, question for the meat dude. Is Japanese Wagyu better beef than Nodak beef?
No.
Want to elaborate?
No.
Nope. There's your answer. No.
So the we've talked about Wagyu on the show quite a bit, and it is the... Everybody's talking about Wagyu. It's all over the board. They're starting to breed those genetics in North Dakota beef. I think the true Japanese Wagyu, so Kobe beef, is an eating experience all in and of itself. It's not something that you're going to be putting on your plate every single day. The cost that it takes to raise it, is just the efficiencies in place just aren't something that you can even compare to the beef industry of America, let alone specifically North Dakota, right? The beef that we produce is high quality, efficient, something that's within reason affordable, where, yeah, just Japanese Wagyu, truly, you know, Kobe beef is just, you can't compare the two. They're two different products.
Very good. Beef Commission would be proud of you in North Dakota right now, Spence. Spencer, anything else before I let you go this week?
No. This was fun, and hopefully I'm going to tell my wife to listen to this one so she can.
What do you mean this one? Isn't this a weekly
thing? She listens every day.
You're right. I thought, okay, you just broadcast it worldwide.
We don't get this. She'd have to go online. We don't get it, you know, on the radio out here, so.
It's worldwide, my friend. I want to talk next week. Can the missus join the conversation?
Ooh, possibly.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. It'd be entertaining.
Okay, well, let's set that up sometime, all right? In the meantime, you have a good weekend, my friend. I'm going to leave you some Tyler Childers by your rock request on a Friday. Cheers. We'll talk next week, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, bye. That's Spencer worth the meat, dude. Brought to you by All Soccer Meats. In Ottawa, Minnesota, you can find them right on Main Drag. I'm hoping that sooner rather than later, they got some exciting announcements that we could provide to you right here on Afternoons Live. I'm Tyler Axis, your host. Eric Johnson's our producer. It is Friday. Send in what you want to hear, and we'll play it for you when we come back right here on KFGO.
How much I loved you every day. So darling, will you stay right here?